Lockwood, this is Fonda. How may I help you?
Is Ernie in?
He is unavailable. Can I take a message?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff. I can leave you with my number if you want to have him give me a call.
Okay.
It's 858.
Okay.
252-1481.
And may I ask what this is regarding in case he asked?
Yeah, it's about some equipment he's looking to bring on for you guys.
Okay.
And then,
what's your name again?
Yeah, it's Patrick.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if he'd want to talk to you.
Okay. Hey, is this Ernie?
Yeah?
Hey Ernie, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier this year, it was about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back towards November, see how everything was going for you guys out there.
This is about what?
Some equipment we had you guys pre-approved for. You told me you didn't have anything last time we spoke, and to check back in November.
Yeah.
Got any plans or anything for the rest of the year?
No, sir. I don't.
How's business been treating you guys this year?
Well, not too bad.
That's good. You guys staying busy out there in Iowa?
Yeah. Yeah. Better than it was last year.
What do you guys attribute that to? You guys just getting more customers or what's going on?
No. Got a bunch of expenses.
Oh, nice. Is that some employees are holding you down, or?
No. It's, you just get a lot of expenses going, and we just hold off and cut hell out of them.
It's the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have any plans, you know, anything coming up where you could use some additional funds, you know, any equipment for that tax write-off?
Yeah. Not right at the moment, I don't, Patrick.
All right, is there maybe a good time to check back in on you? Maybe next year?
Yeah.
What do you guys have on the agenda for 2017?
Probably our year ends March 31st.
Okay. So is that when you guys, bring on equipment and whatnot?
Yeah.
How's everything holding up for you guys right now?
Okay.
You guys have anything coming up on the, you know, under the life frame?
No.
Well, that's always good. What do you guys plan to bring on next year?
Well, with this politicians we got, I have no idea.
Kind of waiting to see on that.
Right, but I got a game plan for either one of them.
What's,
one of them gets in there.
Let's hear the game plan for Trump.
Well, I will continue to run the business.
What if it's not him then?
She can come down and take the key.
Yeah, that's been hearing that quite a bit actually.
Yeah, I've had about all of this liberal shit I can stand.
Oh, you're telling me, boss. I'm out here in California, so
yep.
See quite the whole spectrum. What about that? What about out there in Newton? Do you guys see a lot of? I'm sure you guys got a lot of blue collar, you know, old school Trump supporters, right?
Got what?
The good old blue collar, hard working.
Well, our blue collar factory went broke.
What kind of factory did you guys have out there?
Maytag.
Okay. What happened when they outsource it or?
Fortune 500 company. Well, they just got to spending more money than they was making.
So they shut that down?
sold it for $10 a share.
Wow.
Or something like that. It's a whirlpool.
Did that have a, you know, pretty big effect on your town out there?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I can imagine. How long ago was that? Was that recently, this last year?
No, it was about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. So it's been some time?
It's been fun.
Yeah, I can imagine that. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely kind of hear a lot of that, especially out in the Midwest.
Yeah. No, I tell you, this Obamacare and this liberal crap we got going on, it's... you could starve or work, whatever you want to do, and kind of need to back a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, even if you're not, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, throw my two cents or, but I'm just kind of saying, you know, I just kind of don't see how, you know, no matter who you do support, you know, what side you might be on, how you could even consider the fact to have such a, you know, criminal. Even, you know, have the chance to be put in office when she was already evicted with her husband, you know, and you know, and now they're going to be back in, and she's not going to have any time to devote because she, all of her time is going to be devoted to her staying out of jail.
Yeah, and I hope she loses that one.
Oh, I do too. I'm happy they opened that back up, but I think it's a little late. Yeah. Well, hey, Ernie, I'll let you get back to work and everything. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to, you know, check back in and see how everything was going out there in Newton for you guys this fall.
Okay.
You got
more here in a few days.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, hey, do you maybe have an email I could just shoot my info over to, and that way you guys can get back to me, you know, whenever something comes up?
Yeah, it's, my name is Ernest Everett Wood. So my email is EEW13. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At brookwoodinc.com.
Brookwoodinc.com. Perfect.
All lowercase, one word.
I gotcha. And you go by Ernie or Ernest?
I actually go by Everett.
Oh, Everett?
But my tax name is Ernest E.
Right.
We're spending over $3,000 for affidavits. That's the way we sign her.
Exactly, exactly. All right, well, yeah, I guess I can check back in on you guys next year then, around maybe, you know, January, see how everything's going before you guys wrap up the year in March.
Okay.
Do you guys get a lot of business with, you know, the weather change out there and, you know, the heating and whatnot?
Yeah, we get some.
Is it coming up on, okay, more on that than the weather?
There's people out there that don't have any money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before Obamacare came along.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is. All right. Well, nice catching up with you. Have a good rest of your day and good rest of your year.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.